Editorial by Amelia Dedovic. This edition of BC News brings together stories that highlight a clear message. Accessibility is essential for participation, and Australia still has work to do. We open with an in-depth look at accessible communications, recent developments in government policy, health services, and mainstream technology show that progress is happening, but not consistently. Many people who are blind or vision impaired still must ask for basic formats, navigate incompatible websites, or chase organisations for information that should already be accessible. The examples in this edition show that accessibility must be built into communications from the beginning, not added later or left for users to request. Employment discrimination remains a serious issue. The experience of Christine Antonopoulos, who lost her job after disclosing her vision loss, illustrates how implicit bias still drives hiring decisions. Her research, along with the work of BCA's Eye to the Future project and Guide Dogs New South Wales and ACT campaign, shows practical steps employers can take to reduce bias and improve recruitment practices. Inclusive hiring is not difficult, but it requires awareness, intention, and accountability. We also examine the rapid rise of artificial intelligence in accessibility, specifically to audio description. AI tools are becoming more common, and some streaming services are already using synthetic narration. While AI may increase the amount of audio description available, accuracy and trust remain major concerns. Audiences who are blind or vision impaired rely on audio description for essential information, so errors and fabricated details are not acceptable. Users must be part of the decision-making process as these technologies develop. In a personal reflection, Catherine O'Toole writes about returning to university after losing her sight later in life. Her account shows how higher education is still built around sighted expectations. She also demonstrates how self-advocacy, collaboration with disability services, and lived experience can drive practical improvements. Her story is a reminder that inclusion in education requires more than adjustments. It requires systems that work for everyone from the outset. We also feature a personal reflection by Christine Exley, who shares her experiences living with retinitis pigmentosa and navigating the world as a person with vision loss. Her story highlights the everyday trade-offs, challenges, and misconceptions people who are blind or vision impaired face, from deciding whether to use a white cane to handling unsolicited offers of help. Christine's insights remind us that there is no single right way to experience vision loss, and that empathy, understanding, and simple gestures can make a meaningful difference. Across all these articles, a consistent theme emerges. Progress depends on listening to the people who use the systems, not the people who design them from a distance. Whether the issue is communication, employment, technology, or community programs, meaningful change comes from practical action and ongoing feedback. Thank you to all contributors for sharing their experiences with such honesty. We encourage readers to reflect on these stories, speak up about barriers they encounter, and continue advocating for accessible and inclusive environments. Enjoy this edition.